Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Snakes in Suits, When Psychopaths Go to Work, authors Paul Babiak and Robert Hare delve into the alarming world where psychopathy meets corporate America. Published in 2006, this groundbreaking book reveals how psychopaths operate in the business environment, exploiting its hierarchical structure, competitive nature, and inherent opportunities for personal gain. Drawing on decades of research and real-life examples, Babiak and Hare illustrate how these individuals, devoid of conscience and empathy, can rise through the ranks, potentially wreaking havoc on businesses and the lives of their co-workers. The book serves as an eye-opener to the dark side of the workplace, providing readers with the tools to identify and handle psychopathic behavior in a professional setting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, identifying psychopaths in the workplace. One of the book's primary focuses is on the identification of psychopathic traits within the corporate environment. Paul Babiak and Robert Hare lay out a framework for distinguishing between normal hard-driving professionals and psychopaths. They describe how psychopaths use charm, manipulation, and deceit to gain trust and ascend in their careers. Unlike their criminal counterparts, these individuals exploit interpersonal relationships and organizational norms for personal benefit, often leaving a trail of broken promises and failed projects behind them. The authors detail the subtle warning signs and behavioral patterns that may indicate someone's psychopathic tendencies, such as superficial charm, a grandiose sense of self-worth, pathological lying, and a lack of empathy and remorse. Secondly, the psychopath's impact on organizations. Babiak and Hare dissect the multifaceted impact psychopaths can have on the organizations they infiltrate. The authors describe how these individuals, through their manipulative and often charismatic behavior, can create internal divisions, foster toxic work environments, and ultimately lead companies into turmoil. Their ability to feign competence and manipulate others means they can occupy positions of power, where their decision-making can have disastrous consequences for the business and its employees. The book details how psychopaths' lack of conscience and reluctance to adhere to ethical norms can lead to unethical business practices, fraud, and significant financial and reputational damage to companies. Thirdly, strategies for managing psychopathic behavior. Recognizing psychopathic behavior is only the first step. Snakes in Suits also provides readers with strategies for managing and mitigating the impact of psychopaths in the workplace. Babiak and Hare offer practical advice on how to protect oneself and the organization from their manipulative tactics. This includes fostering a corporate culture that does not reward manipulative behavior, implementing rigorous screening and hiring processes, and developing strong ethical guidelines and enforcement mechanisms. Moreover, the book emphasizes the importance of documentation and the careful management of relationships when dealing with suspected psychopaths, providing a roadmap for maintaining a healthy workplace environment. Fourthly, the role of corporate culture in enabling psychopaths. The book delves into how certain aspects of corporate culture can unwittingly enable psychopathic behavior. Babiak and Hare argue that highly competitive, laissez-faire, and result-oriented environments provide fertile ground for psychopaths to thrive. Such settings often value results over methods, inadvertently rewarding those who achieve their objectives through manipulation and deceit. The authors critique cultures that lack transparency, accountability, and strong ethical standards, demonstrating how they contribute to the rise of psychopaths within organizations. Snakes in Suits urges companies to reassess their values and practices to prevent creating environments conducive to psychopathic behavior. Lastly, prevention and protection within the organizational framework. Finally, Snakes in Suits addresses the organizational mechanisms that can be put in place to prevent psychopaths from gaining power and to protect employees and the company as a whole. The book advocates for comprehensive background checks, the development of a strong organizational culture centered around integrity, and the importance of creating checks and balances to limit the influence of any one individual. Babiak and Hare stress the significance of leadership awareness and education on psychopathy to effectively counteract and manage these threats. They highlight the role of HR professionals in being vigilant and proactive in identifying and dealing with psychopathic behavior, ultimately safeguarding the organization's health and future. In conclusion, Snakes in Suits, When Psychopaths Go to Work, is an essential read for business leaders, HR professionals, and anyone interested in understanding the complex dynamics of workplace behavior. Paul Babiak and Robert Hare's extensive research provides invaluable insights into identifying and managing the hidden threat of psychopathy in corporate environments. By integrating the strategies outlined in this book, readers can better protect their organizations and cultivate a workplace that values ethical behavior and integrity. The devastating impacts that psychopaths can have on businesses underscore the importance of vigilance and informed management practices. Consequently, this book is not only a cautionary tale, but also a guide to fostering a healthy, productive, and ethically sound professional environment. If you would like to support Paul Babiak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.